Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Vayigash post Chanukah, Tafshin Pei Beis Alunshul Nishmas Rochal Parbas of Moshe. Obviously, Vayigash is always very connected to Chanukah. Always comes after Chanukah. So the Ma'aseh that's very Chanukah day, we'll try to connect each word to Chanukah. The first idea comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael Majitz Mem Dalachav Beis. Yehuda speaking to Yosef and Omer Ladoni Lo Yucha Anar Lazov Esaviv Vayozav Esaviv Ames. Yehuda tells Yosef, he doesn't know Yosef is Yosef at the time, but we told our father we couldn't come without having Binyamin, and our father told us if we take him and something would happen, he would die on the spot. Says the Divrei Yisrael, what's the deeper idea over here? This is a profound lesson. Ish Yehudi Einu Muchan La'azov Es Avi Shebashamayim. Ephraim doesn't just refer to Yaakov. Every Jew is not able to leave Avi Shebashamayim. Shayim Harichar Osol Bahami Das V'Chach Azav Ames. Muchan Yulam Limsar Kiddush Hashem. Says the Divrei Yisrael, the Majlis to Rebbe. Every Jew can't leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can run, but you can't hide. I have a student here in Boca. The entire family does not keep anything. No Yom Kippur, no Shabbos, nothing. Comes Chanukah, the menorah is in the window. You can run, but you can't hide. This is what Rav Kook was saying in his entire life. All his writings were saying that every single Jew is when Mashiach is going to come. They're going to come. It might not look right now at Shabbos and all the details, but every single Jew has the pintle yid. And this is exactly what the Sfasemis teaches us. Sasemis teaches us on Zoyz Chanukah. Chanukah Tov Reish Lamed Beis. What's the inyanim of the Ches? Tonight Zoyz Chanukah. He says from the Chiddush Arim, every single Jew is something called the Muggin of Ram. That the Muggin of Ram is Lamala Minatava. Maybe naturally they're impatient. Naturally they're supposed to be able to do doing something. But look, a Jew is Ein Mazah B'Yisrael. Ki Nekura Chiyas HaPenimus Rujal Malam Minatava B'Chein HaShemin. We have the Neshama. We have a Pintalid. Every Jew wants to be able to do the right thing. Yes, we get put in some schmutz sometimes. But you get rid of that dirt. Every Jew needs to and wants to do the right thing. And that's exactly what Divrei Yisrael was saying here. Yehuda was saying, well, Yucha Na La'azav Esaviv Ames, V'azav Ozav Ames. If he does Ames, it's not worth it. Every single Jew is ingrained with a DNA, with a pintel yid, with a neshama Torah, with a menorah. And at the end of the day, says the Divrei Yisrael, says the Sasamis, each and every single one of us, when we light the candle, Neha Shem Nishmas Adam, we're lighting that pintel yid within ourselves, we're lighting the pintel yid, we're looking for the pintel of the Jew, we're looking for the good in every situation, not only every single Jew, but every person always looking for the good, always looking for the light, always looking for the Kedusha. That's the exact word the Chiddush Arim writes for the Sasemis, the grandson, teaches us that only in Zayis Chanukah is the Malam and the Teva to look, to be able to see above the Malam and the Teva, anything and everything that we do. Incredible idea from the Divrei Yisrael. And Sasemis, moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Nesiv Shalom. It's also brought there from the Asher of Stolen. So Yosef is not able to hold back anymore. Mem Hei Gimam, Erim Yosef Al Chav, Ani Yosef Arvichai. And the brothers weren't able to answer. But says the Nesiv Shalom, the Asher of Stolen, what is the... They'd written in just a few parshas, a few psukim before, they told him that their father was alive. What's going on over here? It says in the Nesiv Shalom, one of my favorite ideas, probably one of my favorite ideas in all the Nesiv Shalom. He says, Ayomer Yosef, Ani Yosef Oravichai is not a question. Ani Yosef, I am Joseph. Ha'oravichai, you want to know how I stayed the same? Because my father was with me. Either you're saying that to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam or from the Yaakov Avinu, that his father, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was always with him in anything and everything he did. The Ribbono Shel Olam was with him in everything that he did. The Ribbono Shel Olam was with him in Mitzrayim for 22 years. The Kadosh Baruch Yaakov Avinu was with him in every decision, whether it be with Eishes Potiphar or with Paro. He never forgot the lessons of his youth. He never forgot what it was all about. Maybe you could say that's the whole idea of Chanukah. That even though Chanukah is not all 365 days, but to take the aura of Chanukah with us, be able to make sure that that's what it's all about. Rav Shlomo of Karlin sometimes would light wax candles. And then we ask him, Rebbe, isn't it pshat to be able to use olive oil? He says, yes, sometimes you use olive oil. But you know what? You know what leaves an impression? You know what leaves an impact? Sometimes gets a little more messier. Long wax candles. You leave an impression. It stays with you. The whole word Chanukah, the whole word of every Yantav, but anything Kedusha, anything which is supposed to be holy, is supposed to stay with us. I was zochah to go to Eretz Yisrael for 6 days. I hope and beg Hashem that I'm able to be able to retain those 6 days of the six of the Eretz Yisrael take hours. We have to be able to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to take the Kedusha of the Chanukah with us. And this is what the Emor Emes says. We're to say tomorrow morning, Zos Chanukas Hamizbeach Hayom Biyom Zos Chanukas Hayom Biyom, and then a few pesukim later, Peches. So Acharei Mishach. What's Acharei? Says the Emor Emes. It's not just good enough to be able to live at Chanukah in the moment, but to take Chanukah with you. to take anything we did with this. And this is exactly what the Sefer Shalom says. Yosef took everything with him. And Yosef, how did he do it? How would it be chayim? My father's with me. He remembers all those chanukahs. He remembers all the Shabbosim he had with that. He remembered the Egel Arufa. He remembered what he learned with his Tata. He remembered what he learned with his Abba. That's exactly what the Vort. When we go through Kedushas, when we go through holy things, we're able to make sure to take that with us. To take it with us, the Raman says, when you have a chofetz, you have a desire, put it into a chofetz, put it into an object. Maybe to learn a little minute in the morning, to be able to make sure I focus on one bracha in Shemona Esrei, to be able to be a little more patient with our kids during bedtime, a little bit. We have that inspiration. You have to put it, to channel it into an object. What an incredible idea from the Sefer Shalom Rav Asher of Stalin and Rav Shalom of Karliner and from the Ramban. Moving on to day number three. Day number three comes to us in Yismach Moshe. And Yosef begs his brothers, V'ata ate etzva men hei hei. Don't feel bad. Don't get sad. Says Yismach Moshe. You don't have to get sad. Why? You clearly have. You feel very bad about it. Anyone who feels bad about something, you have the busha. That busha leads to mechila. Says the Yismach Moshe. What Yosef is saying is that don't get sad now because you clearly have regret. Part of doing tshuva, Zayis Chanukah is an Indian of tshuva still. Mamash, part of being a Baal tshuva is owning up to your mistakes. And when you have busha chalimah, in a real, not a, busha can't lead to atzvas, right? Busha, embarrassment can lead to atzvas, then that just leads to more sin. Busha has to lead us now to asay toiv. This is exactly what I saw from the Yechezkel of Kushmir as well. He says the same thing, but a little differently. Ein v'ata el tshuva. We know v'ata is the tshuva. What was Rabbi Yosef Tzadik telling his brothers? You're doing tshuva now, make sure not to do it in sadness, but you have to do tshuva with simcha. So the Yismach Moshe, Rav Moshe of Oil tells us, right, Yismach Moshe, I believe it was the Rebbe of Rav Shaila Karastil, he says, don't feel bad because you have busha. That's one level of tshuva. But says the Rav Cheska of Kuzhmi, want to make sure to do tshuva, don't do in ata the tshuva, make sure your tshuva is not ba'atzos. To do tshuva with simcha, the tshuva with joy, tshuva with happiness, and tshuva with joy, that's going to be something that's going to retain, something that's going to stay and maintain with you in your entire life. What an incredible idea from Yisrach Moshe and Rav Cheska of Kuzhmir. Moving on to day number four. Day number four comes to us from the Sfarno. Memhe Yutes, Ata Tzuvesa Zos Asu Kechulacha Meyat Mesam Agolos Otapchem Neshchem Nesatzem Mesavichem Avavasem. Yosef is very careful to tell his brothers. He says, take these wagons, go to Egypt, go to the land. Bring your children, bring your wives, and bring our father to be able to come. The Sfarno says, what was Yosef such in a rush for? To be able to try to convince him. He said that Yaakov maybe would feel a little bit hesitant. Maybe there would be a long travel. But once he saw that everything was ready, maybe he wouldn't be so hesitant. Ki kishira ha'gos mukhanos shuluchos meitanu. He sees that at the end of the day, that Yosef was able to be able to, besides remembering the Egel Arufa, learning the last sugi, everyone in Chazal said that Yosef was teaching, was telling Yaakov he retained his Judaism. He wanted to show Yaakov that he had everything prepared and everything was ready for the trip. He wouldn't refuse to be able to come. The Indian of a Chan. The Indian of a Chan is something very connected to Chanukah. Chanukah is a lashon of a Chan, of preparation. In Kedusha bli hachana. You can't have anything holy unless there's Kedusha, unless there's preparation there. How important is it to have a chana? A chana for Shabbos, Mishatarch be'ev Shabbos, Yerich be'Shabbos, to make sure we have the proper chana. What the Sfarim can do, the Mor v'Shemesh, and all the Sfarim can teach us. Before you come to daven, you have to have a little Torah on your lips. There's some Rebbeim that I say that you have to learn at least 2 hours before. It's a very high level. To be able to make sure, before you come to tefillah, you have to have the Kedushas of Torah with you. Yosef Tzadik was telling Yaakov, I did the chana, everything's prepared. Everything's prepared. Anytime we go, before you go into an interview, before you go for a drive, before you do anything, I'm preparing myself to be able to go into this and find the kedusha in anything and everything that I do. Find the kedusha. The Yvonne, there was no such thing as holiness. Everything was in the head. Nothing was in the heart. In kedusha bli achana, there's achana. The Yvonne didn't hold of achana, right? If they didn't hold of kedusha, then they had no hold of achana. But the more you prepare for something, the more it's precious to you, the more it's holy to you. At the end of the day, that's what the Sfarno is teaching us. Yosef is telling his father, telling the Mishpacha, I have everything prepared, don't refuse that there's holiness here. We can find the Kedusha here as well. And that's exactly the word of Chanukah, Melash, and Achana, in Kedusha B'li Achana. What an incredible idea from the Sfarno, from the Sfarno Kedoshim, and Marv HaShemesh, to make sure we'll be able to learn Torah before we daven. Moving on to Adi number 5. Adi number 5 comes to us from Rabbi Cheskel Kuzhmi himself, quoted by his grandson, the Divrei Yisrael. Memhei Chav Dalet, and Yosef makes one less plea to his brothers. Don't get lost on the way and start fighting on the way. And Rashi says, make sure that you're taking these long steps, or don't be able to be make sure you're doing our halacha, and other than the mundim and making sure they're not fighting. But what's al tigazu baderech? What does it mean? Al tigazu baderech? Because there's a lot of ways. Hard break drachem avros disbrach lefichah. Al tigazu achavercha imtarach ushon miderach avros. Ki inu ve'elu divrei lenchem chaim. What was the whole message of Yosef? The whole Indian for 23 years before. There's only one derech to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. Al tigazu baderech means don't. There's only one way to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. As long as there's shulchan aruch in the middle. As long as the Rabbanu Shalom's in the middle. And then there's derechim. You want to be a chassid, you want to be a litvak, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, listen to Joy Newcomb's Nagunim. At the end of the day, as long as the Rabbanu Shem's in the middle, Al tigrizu bederech. Don't think there's one derech. That's what Yosef is saying to his brothers. There's plenty of derechim in Avodas Hashem. As long as you're making sure that the Rabbanu Shem's in the middle. This is a very famous thing from Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that Chesh Baruch is going to be, Mashiach is going to come, Chesh Baruch is going to be in the middle, and that Tzadikim will be in a circle. So everyone says, why Dafka in a circle? Because a circle, everything, someone's in the middle, everything's equidistant, everything's equal. Don't say that this is the one derech, this is the right derech. Right, the Ivanim, what they were saying, the choshech zuyavan, that there's only one way to be able to learn with your head. If it's not intellectual, no. The Indian of Yosef, the Indian of Achtavs, of the Shvatim, is to teach us that there's more than one way. As long as there's a shulchan aruch in the middle, don't think that there's only one way. A true chacham learns from every single person, not just every single Jew. We call Adam, we learn from every single person, every single Jewish. Al tigrizu b'derech, says Yosef Tzadik, Rabbi Chisav Kushmir is teaching us, don't think there's only one way to serve the Rebbe Roshon. Rabbi Kiva Eger teaches us, that's when the Mashiach comes as well. So it's the koyach of Achdus, it's the koyach to be able to get and go into Asar B'Tavis. The whole Indian of Asar B'Tavis is the Achdus. Right, the Asar B'Tavis is the beginning of the end. We have to make sure we're so strong with the Achdus, don't think there's only one way to serve the Rebbe Roshon. What an incredible teaching from Rabbi Chisav Kushmir and Rabbi Akiva Eger. Let's review these five ideas. We said a lot from the world of Majets. We started off with the world of Majets and ended with the world of Majets. Divrei Yisrael, we started off, Lo yichal anar al azav 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 azav. No Jew is able to, you can run, but you can't hide to the Divrei Yisrael. Every single Jew wants to be able to do the right thing. And this is what the teaches from the Chidushim, Flamal Meditava. This is what Zoyz Chanuk is all about. What's Flamal Meditava? Yeah, naturally, seven, I'm impatient. Seven, I get angry very quickly. Seven, and this and that. But eight, we have the Pintalita, but to be little above nature. Every single Jew wants to be able to do the right thing. It's the Mogen of Ram, it's the Pintalia. That's what Chanukah comes to teach us. The second idea, he knew already the right, his father was. No, it wasn't a question, it was a statement. And Yosef, how did I do it? My father was with me. The Raman says, the Chavitz, you have a Chavitz on Rechanukah, put it into a Chavitz. Shomer of Kalina says, why wax not a lot of olive oil? Because it's a more permanent, because it's a more messy, it makes a more impact. When we go through Kedusha, we have to make sure we have to take the Kedusha with us. Right? There was the Yohanim didn't think of Kedusha. Yisnach Moshe. Yisnach Moshe says, Moshe says, Yosef is saying, don't get sad on yourselves. You felt bad, you have Busha, right? The Gemara says, but Rachmanim, Hashem, Goyim, Chassanim, you have the Mukayach of Busha, you're a Yid. And we saw from the Chesko of Kushmir, he says, no, Va'ata, Ein Va'ata, the Tshuva, the Medrash says, every time there's the word Va'ata, it's Tshuva. You're saying you have to do tshuva b'simcha. So we see tshuva is an inyan of busha, but tshuva is b'simcha. That's the whole inyan. And we're still holding on to these days, mamish of tshuva of gemar chasim toiva. And the Tevi Gril said the chasim still said gemar chasim toiva to make sure you have to do tshuva with busha, but tshuva with simcha as well. The further deal, the Svarno and Memhei Yutes. What was Yosef saying? I have everything prepared, because once Yaakov would see that everything's prepared, kolchav malkam lichos olman loy matze kolchav malkam lichos olmayin. He wouldn't be able to be so hesitant, and he wouldn't refuse because he see. Yosef prepared and everything was prepared. And that's Chanukah on Zolash and Chanukah. The Svarim say when you prepare for something in Kedusha B'li Hachanah, Mishatarach B'Arab Shabbos V'Echav Shabbos. The Mor B'Shemesh teaches us, and all the Svarim teach us, especially when we come to Davin, to make sure it prepares us to be able to learn before. Finally, the final idea of Reb Cheskel of Kushmir teaches Al Tikuzu B'Derech. Don't think there's one way, one Derech. Yosef, the whole Indian of the whole fight was the thing that there's only one way. Making sure that the zone is the Shulchan Aruch is in the middle, Rabbanu Shem is in the middle. Altabas, but don't think there's just one way to serve the Rabbanu Shem. There's a lot of ways. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Gemara of Rosh Baruch is going to be in the middle of the circle. The Chassidim, the Tzaddikah will be equidistant. Why a Dafka in a circle? Because everything's equal. Every Tzad is going to see that there's one. This guy, this Yid served the Rabbanu Shem in his Sfas Emes. And this Yid served the Rabbanu Shem in Kesos. And this Yid served in his Chesed. And this Yid served in his Davening. And this Yid did it in Sahal. And this Yid did it in that and that and Stuck. Whatever it is, everybody single has their Derech to their Rabbanu Shem. As long as the Shulchan Aruch is in the middle. And that's the Indian of Sarbat Tivis. The koch of being together as one, appreciating the menorah, even if the menorah might be different from the menorah that connects us to the Rabbanu Shem. We zocha bezes Hashem Yisbarach, to be able to understand the pintalir within ourselves, to look at the pintalir within every single Jew, always look for the positive, to understand, be able to always to know that everything we do kaddish in life, to be able to take it with us, to be able to live with it, and to be able to make sure we're connected to it, to do tshuva with busha, to do tshuva with simcha, to do more hachana we do, the more stuff, something, the more special, the more holy it will be to us, and to understand that there's not only one way to serve the Rabbanu Shem, the koch of achdus, the koch of seeing others' perspectives as well. As long as the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbanu Shem, is found there. Wishing everyone a gemarach, sima toiva, good geben, shir of health, happiness, simcha and bracha, be'ez da Shem Yisbarach, tzav tishma. Shkoyf, good and Shabbos, and a good and zoyz chanukah, brach sima toiva.